I know ads are a bit annoying, but they're the only way I can make sure all content on this site stays free to everyone. If you want to chip in and remove these adverts, visit patreon.com/girlonthenet and support me there at any level. This is an audio recording of the post, Watching Your Dick Grow Hard Through Boxers. Sure, The Good Place is an excellent TV show. And yes, I have spent the last few months eagerly awaiting each week's episode of Better Call Saul. But honestly, if Netflix were down, I could happily replace my weekly TV fixes with a different pastime instead. Watching your dick grow hard through boxes. Last week, I asked people to share some of the things they found hot that they thought were massively underrated. There were some absolute gems in there. Being the cause of inconvenient hard-ons. Yes, I am also a big fan of this. When someone traps your lower legs between theirs during an over-the-knee spanking. Couldn't agree more, my cunt runneth over. But the one that stuck in my mind the most was this one. Seeing/feeling an erection grow hard underneath boxers. Yes. Need I elaborate? Probably not, but it's fun, so I'm going to do it anyway. A long time ago, I remember chatting to a lovely lady who was interviewing me for something. We got onto the subject of underrated hotness, and she mentioned this boxer thing too. We spent a pleasant 5 minutes or so really getting into the detail of it, luxuriating in happy memories of watching someone's dick grow hard, and the pride and horn you feel as it starts slowly filling out the fabric of a pair of boxer shorts or pants, savouring every second of the transformation, until the underwear starts to tent and you have to set it free. I used to solicit dick pics here, on this blog. I don't anymore. Please don't send me any. Please don't. But I've always made it known to lovers of mine that I'd be grateful for any dick they'd like to slip into my inbox. Although unsolicited dick pics are not acceptable, I'm still the sort of girl who squeals with delight if my partner sends an email with NSFW in the subject line. What I'm saying, not that I need to, is that I really, really, really like dick. I find it eye-rollingly tedious when people try to argue that, oh, penises just aren't sexy, as if the only possible way to look at the world is through the eyes of a straight dude leaving angry comments on gay porn. People, dick is beautiful. You don't have to like it, but you do kind of have to appreciate that dick can be beautiful through some of our eyes, my eyes especially. However, dick isn't just beautiful in its exposed, raw, naked state. Dick has a really special quality that no other body part really has. It can, in a very short space of time, undergo a transformation so dramatic that you could be forgiven for not realising erect and flaccid were two states of the same thing. Given this, there is a hell of a lot of eroticism to be found in highlighting and witnessing those different states. That's a long-winded way of saying that I'd like to see more pictures of cocks in varying states of hardness and varying degrees of dress. A picture of a hard or semi-hard cock pressing at the fabric of a pair of boxers, or cotton pants, or silk knickers, or a fishnet jock strap, or jeans, or sports shorts, or anything. That image is deeply arousing. It's beautiful in a let me sit back and admire the fact that your dick is fucking art kind of way. And it's also beautiful in a hands-on way. A please let me reach out and squeeze it through the fabric way. In a you can probably feel it pressing against your jeans, so you're a little uncomfortable and desperate to let it out way. And we're still only talking about static dick here. When you get to the transformation itself, things get even hotter. watching your dick grow hard. It's lovely to be presented with a hard dick, a fait accompli that's instantly ready to grind on. But personally, I enjoy something soft or semi-soft, a dick that invites me to join it on a journey. I frequently reach over to gently stroke my partner's dick through his pyjama trousers when we're watching TV. I like to watch as it twitches slightly, when the blood starts pumping to fill it. The softness of the fabric and the softness of the dick gradually gives way to something harder and more insistent. I grip and squeeze and stroke, and I'm never truly aware of the moment when it switches from being soft to hard, but it does. You start with a soft cock, and a couple of minutes later, you realise this no longer counts as soft. It's changed right under my hand, in front of my eyes. Watching his dick grow hard is one of my life's greatest pleasures. So pleasurable, in fact, that I have on occasion asked him to stand in front of me with his dressing gown open or his trousers down, with me not touching at all, just watching. I tell him sexy stories and stare intently until the telltale twitches begin. In that moment, I forget whether he's a shower or a grower. I'm not focusing on what his cock looks like when it's fully erect, only on the transformation that's happening this very second. I forget the angle and the thickness and the way the head looks so taut and shiny when he's fully erect and gagging for a fuck. All that matters is the state it's in at each second of the journey. The twitching, thudding, active change that's happening before my very eyes. The first pumps of blood that give it a gentle swell. One you wouldn't notice if you weren't paying attention. Then the next stage, thicker and heavier, the penile rafe growing more defined as the blood pours in. Then onwards through the semi-stage, where it's chunky enough to squeeze with satisfaction, but not yet pointing upwards. Thickly, almost lazily resting against the flesh of his upper thigh. Then comes the stretch, as it moves from resting to attentive, straining upwards to point at his chest, filling out the skin until it becomes taut and shiny. In a short time, we've gone from soft and restful to rigid and eager, pressing, urgent, desperate. More beautiful now for the journey it's come on. I'm not just admiring the erection, I'm marvelling that this change could happen at all, and that I played a part in it getting there. If you enjoyed that, and I'm hoping at least a couple of you now have an erection or a semi-erection and you'd like to use it on some more audio porn, you can find more at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet, where you can also make special requests for stories about particular things. I'm always very keen to do that sort of thing. So yeah, head on over there, support my work, and please share the ones you like.